Hey, wipe your sorrows away. It's Friday, and you're listening to the Marcus D. Smith Morning Show on Anchor Radio Reinvented. Good morning, everybody. What's going on? TGIF, baby. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God I'm fresh. And thank God I'm free, you know, living in this country, man. I mean, there's so much that's going on. First and foremost, before I open up the show, I do want to have a moment of silence for those that lost their lives in South Florida at that high school, man. I mean, there should be no way in hell that kids have to go to school fearing for their lives that they might be shot up this day. So real quick, just gonna do a quick moment of silence for those who have fallen in South Florida, victims to this mass shooting. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. What's going on, everybody? You're listening to the Marcus D. Smith Morning Show, a.k.a. Mark in the Morning. You know you've been keeping up with us, man. If you have, if you haven't, you need to. If you have, I appreciate you. This is our second Friday, so you already know what today is. It's Free Thought Friday, and pretty much it's whatever's on the top of my mind, and we're going to discuss that, something to get you going. Now, of course, there's so many things I want to talk about. This has been a big week. You know, I always talk about the importance of continuing what you started, or actually starting something and having faith that it's going to blossom as long as you keep working hard at it or keep working hard on yourself. I got another example today. I'm pretty sure you guys remember Kanye West's latest album, The Life of Pablo. I know, latest album that happened like a year or two ago now, right? Anyways, regardless of when it came out, do you remember the song Part 2? That was the song that had Designer's Panda sample, or I guess his actual hook on the hook. Whatever you want to call it. I mean, it was a great song. I liked it. It got me ready to work out and things like that. I mean, overall, I did like the project, I can't lie. But what I'm coming to you today is, what I'm getting at is, the other day, that song finally went platinum. After 2 years almost, that song, the single debuted April 1st, 2016, and now it's platinum almost 2 years later. Ladies and gentlemen, what does that say to you? What does that say to you? When you put your work out, this is the problem. We're so into having everything now, that we don't know what patience is. We don't know how to wait. We don't know how to wait for something to develop and be and just bask in the moment and relish, really, really have a passion for patience. We don't have that. We don't understand the value in development, the value in growth, in evolution, okay? Because, listen, how many of you would have debuted a song, would have released a song, and what if I told you that song would get no play or wouldn't break the mold for another 2 years? Would you really take your time making that song still? If in 2 years, you don't know it or not, I know it, but you don't. What if I could assure you 2 years and you'll be big? Your song will go platinum. You wouldn't believe me. Would you? Would you believe me? You have to have that faith. You have to have that determination, value, development. You have to let things gradually grow over time. Because what if Kanye just said, ah, man, that song would have failed because it didn't get platinum in the first week. You know, it didn't get platinum in the first month. It didn't get platinum in the first year. You know what I'm saying? You guys, you have to be patient, man. Your time will come. And when it comes, bask in it. Enjoy the moment. Value it. But most of all, you have to value the development and growth process. This has been your Free Thought Friday, man. I'm Marcus D. Smith, aka Mark in the Morning. Everybody have a great weekend. Until Monday, peace out.